Juice, obviously, you know, back and forth game. Just your thoughts on how that one went from your perspective.
Yeah, I think start we weren't really sharp enough. I think they were way better than us the first period. Other than that, I think we answered. Second period, I thought we took a step in the right direction. I thought we were the better team in the second period. And then third period, a little back and forth, I think. We still had some good, still did some good things. But yeah, overall, I think pretty even game. Usually how it goes in here. And yeah, I mean, one goal difference, which is obviously tough. I feel like we... yeah, we're in the game. You know, we had the lead, and then we're tied for a little bit there. So I think, yeah, this one stinks for sure.
Late in the first, you and Army had that penalty kill, a couple good chances. From that point on, it felt like you guys really got the skating legs going. Was that maybe a little bit of a jump start for the group, and you carried that over into the second?
Yeah, I think so. But I also think everybody were not quite happy with the first period overall. So that's what something we're talking about going into the second period. So I think everybody did a much better job. But obviously, you can get a lot of momentum from both, you know, power plays and PKs, and that was one of the PK where, yeah, we had a lot of chances. We could have scored one, hit the post, a couple other good chances, and then, yeah, we just kind of kept it going.
How much of the first period for you was about the number of penalties that you guys took, which has been pretty high so far this season, versus just maybe not playing the way you wanted to?
No, I think penalties is definitely a factor. I think we talked about it after the last couple of games. You know, it's definitely a momentum killer sometimes, especially for the guys that are maybe not PKing and stuff like that. You don't get get in the flow early in the game. That's something that you want to as well, especially going into to an early game and on the road here. So, yeah, it's something we got to clean up. Some of them are lucky, some of them are not. So, yeah, we got to be better in that area.
Thoughts on the power play overall? You guys had some looks, especially in the third, just maybe weren't able to get one.
First one I think was a waste. Couldn't get in on the breakouts or anything. But then after that, I think we did the right thing, shot the puck. Yeah, I mean, they have one of, if not the best goalie in the league over there. So it's hard to get pucks past them. I think we did some really good things. We shot the puck. We had traffic. So, yeah, the power play's been positive so far in the season, so that's something that we got to keep building on.
When you look at that second period, you feel like there are some building blocks for you guys just with the way that you guys played that was a little bit more like Kings hockey?
Yeah, for sure. They're looking at last season, or especially at the end of last season, where we were at as a team. I think that was kind of what we showed up in the second period doing. You know, we just rolled over one line after each other, not too much thinking, just playing off instincts and working hard and doing, you know, the things that we've been talking about all the time, you know, simple things, but it works. So, yeah, that's something where we have to kind of get back to on a more consistent basis.
Adrian, speaking of last season, the Kings were the only team that went undefeated against the President's Trophy winners last season. Did you see anything different from them today versus, you know, what you saw from them last year?
No, not really. They're a really good team, you know. Special teams, you know, their power play is one of the best in the league. They were last year. Other than that, you know, they're tight games, as there always is against Winnipeg. They're a good team. They play fast. They have some really highly dangerous guys up front and on the back end. And I think, yeah, like I said, I think, you know, it came down to really small details today, and usually it does. And, yeah, obviously not in our favor today.
This game shown in prime time overseas. Did you have any family or friends back in Sweden watching?
Yeah, I hope so. I haven't talked to them yet, but... I'm pretty sure that my family and everybody, all my friends, were watching. They usually get pretty excited when we have these early games. So it's a fun time for people in general in Europe to be able to watch them and each other.
That's for sure.
Thanks.